Beginnt der Grand Daf und sagt, es geht in der Frafres, beginnt am Lauf, beginnt das Nacht, beginnt die Gemara. Oh, ich meinte, mein Keile. Oh, you could say that he found it amongst his items, even for a long period of time. Yeah, it's going to be kosher. Which basically explains the parish, but basically means he finds it in his house. And the chiddush is, what do you mean? Of course, his house is. No, I'll give the Rambam to him. But basically, although there's many people that go into his house, but being into his bekarka, that yeah, if it would have found on the floor of his house, maybe some with the same name. Ben Caleb, that's the same, but if it fell between his vessels, his own items, like Ramechash, maybe Achaelahu, then we're concerned that it was brought by someone else rather from him. Good next test must begin with the words it belongs in the Mishnah, actually on the Chabzain Manalf. Must have a Chafis of Luskimo, Makira Kosher. He finds it in his flasks and his containers, and he recognizes it's going to be Kosher. Which Chase explains, Tishamatsu, who Azma Arab, it's talking about where he himself found it. The fact that we're relying on the fact that he recognized it. Because it was someone else, we wouldn't go based on his recognition. Now, but I've got the love to the Abanhu, and that's what I'm saying, that even though it's not Tamachacham, because Tamachacham, we do rely on Tfir Sayyidah. Namely, the Migri is believe we're the Migri, because the boy, Omar, lawyer about to be once again say that I didn't lose it in the first place. Because the Kulam is Tfir Sayyidah, because actually everyone has Tfir Sayyidah, Kiddi Purashal El, like we explained this in Chabzayim Bezdam Masl Vedavka. Now, Umakirai, this that we say he recognizes, what's that going on? A chafisa vat luskimako. It's going on the container. Meaning, if I'm pishen mak as a get, even though he doesn't recognize necessarily this is the get. Because he mak as a get, because he recognized the get. Lama licha matzabah chafisa, we have to find the chafisa. So, obviously, it's going on the container. Emtavate says, if you're going to say, what do we mean, why are we not concerned that it was land? Because the mean prag basta yivam is not kovchof on a base. So he doesn't recognize the get, and only knows the container. The container might have been lent out to someone else. And it might have been someone else with the same name. The Shem says what you can say is the Kimli ben Avshe, he knows by himself. He knows, he didn't lend that to someone else. Well, another person you could say is, he knows he lost the get in this container. Okay, if he lost in this container, okay, so obviously we would say it was from this person. But he has to recognize at least a tzvei sign, his container. Because this day knows he lost in the container, and this is something that's not a simon. And so he has to know that it's at least recognized that this is the container. But the number if you find in this container a bunch of documents that you see over there that the halacha is that it's going to be considered as a simon, yeah. There, what happens is you're giving it a sign regarding the container. And through that, okay, you give back what's inside of it. Because I'm not concerned for lending when it comes to regarding monetary halacha. This that he says that it's lost in the container, that's not a simon. Because, yeah, it's normal to put documents into the luskama. I give you 10 of these containers with documents inside of it. I mean, that's the norm. So, yeah, you might say that a person's going to get it back because he's giving a sign in the luskama, but the fact that you saying that it was lost inside of it, that itself would not be a simon. And the truth is, but to be a distinct simon to return a get, that it wouldn't be enough. And therefore, as we're saying, he has to know that he lost it in this chafisa of the luskama, and he still has to recognize the chafisa of the luskama with his tvia sign. And says today's brother, what the bail mitzvah says, if let's say each one of them says, yeah, I know it fell for me because it was in this container, both are making the same claim, and which it was found in the container, so let me give it to him. Because they made the other, she knows, the isla, whatever he has, but chafisa manachla, he always puts it in his container, so it's not a raya that I fell for me. Now, so says a little to limit the Nosland, even if you say this, that we give it to him as the garish become as to go and divorce with it, that he gets it. Now, let me show the Chosha Simon, because it's considered a distinct Simon, as we said before. There's when we know that it was not established that there was another person with the same name. And voice I get, Vadi Nifl, which myself, the show is written for him. Elshain, you do him, Nifl, and Abalam, and Israel, you just don't know himself from him for her. So then we're going to give it to him. Or Inami, you could say a Makili. So that's one shot. We could say makiri. What does it mean, makiri? Perish oy makiri. Meaning, up until now, we were saying that he finds it, and makiri is going on. He recognized the container. So we said, even though he doesn't know the get, but okay, that he knows he never lent it out, or like we say, he knows the container that it was lost in. But again, we still said he has to recognize the container because the fact that documents are inside, that doesn't mean anything because everyone puts them inside. But now this is another pshat. Mekira peresh oy mekira. It's not and, it's or he recognizes. Some texts actually have this explicitly that the words are oy mekira, or you recognize. So this is what it means. If he finds it, the guy that was lost in this container. And it was known that it was his, and the gam shabatecha ibdoy, and that he lost it inside of it. So avik bisha ain't a marker haget, even though he does not recognize the get, oi makiroi, meaning shemaker haget. Or, and this is different than the first part, which was saying makiroi going in the container, which then you find the container and you know that it's your container, and so the get will be included. No, now this pshat is saying differently. That no, he recognizes the get, even though he doesn't recognize the container. Yes, from the Gersi, that through the text that the Gersi is in my kira, if he recognizes, Hachi Bersha would mean like this, Matzvah Chabisa, he finds a container, he knows he did not lose inside of it. The Enish land is not his. Even so, in my kira, if he recognizes the get that's in the container, Kasha, to be Kasha. Well, the Rusi Nakan, Matzvah Chabisa, then what's the point of saying the container? That's the Chiddush, to say, even though it's not his container. Or you know, another person could say, Davki my kira, Kasha, that specifically, if he recognizes me Kasha, Mashu Yudesh, Bechabisa, Bluskam Ibdoi, meaning, but what he knows that he lost inside the container, in a mall, that wouldn't be enough. He would have to recognize the get itself. Well, it's from the Garrets, according to the text, to have the Gersu Umakile, which is the way we have it in Agumar, Matzlafarish, Kama Imakir. You could also explain that the same way as Imakir, because and could also sometimes mean, in the verb could mean if, which would be that pshat. Like we said, it's if he recognizes, which Taisa says that, you know, if he recognizes the get, that's enough, even though he doesn't know the container. And he left him, someone's bringing a get, and he left the one who sent it as an elderly person or a sick person. So we go with the chazaka that the person's still alive. So it's a wonder, because the pekam after the gemara b'mitzvah d'avlam tesim b'izgah, but he savsa. So an elderly woman, the shtabei ihi b'chadabarta, there was three daughters, and she was taken captive with one and one of her herself and one of her daughters. I mean, we say, it's part of a complicated gemara regarding Yerusha, but we say, d'mashchiva savsa. We say, maybe the grandmother passed away, or d'mashchiva brata, maybe the daughter passed away. So it has very complicated halachas regarding what to do with Yerusha regarding the orphan. You're supposed to have someone sign up. But the point is I thought we're not chayshu pamisa. So memory the reason is the linyan nas yasmi regarding the orphan, which is what that sugi is talking about. Techmir tefele mechash. Yeah, they are more concerned to be stringent because amanam and like it says over there. Leishna avid itra leishna aloy avid cheshina doesn't make a difference. Either way, we're going to be concerned. B'cheskes abatim the gemara b'basad avchav tesim beis mafakin bein avid itra laloy avid, meaning regarding if we made some type of a chaluka, which is, you know, to know what was actually done, so we shouldn't be concerned for confusion. The Omar, because we say itra kolal islay, that, you know, the word gets out when there was a chaluka that was done. Boyd, and so the, obviously, so you see that, yeah, here it's different because it's regarding the yesayma. Boyd, moreover, the b'shvui is chashin etvei lemisa. In general, when there's captives, yeah, although general not turned to death, but captives, they die more easier, and therefore that's why they were concerned. Next time Master Begin was the Gemara Truma Efshel. Well, Truma, you would say, is different because she can go without it. So therefore, maybe there we would be concerned. But Chai says, Tim, it's a wonder. Didn't the one who gives this answer know that must need the Truma, the Mishnah talks about Truma itself, like sure, Truma get the Psalmach, like the Gemara is going to actually ask very shortly. What are you asking and then answering when this question is obviously going to be asked from Truma? So this is Taisis that, yeah. That's the way the Gemara does it. They're not concerned. They just answer the question that was asked, and then moves on to the next one, even though it's obvious that that's going to be a question too. Next, there's not the Gemara. Because he makes her forbidden him one moment before when he's still alive. Pierce, in other words, husband overseas. She can continue eating chumah because Hamad Balam Chazik is chay. Of course, we retain the chazaka that is still alive. Even if it's a chazaka that is alive, it's going to be forbidden a moment before he dies, that doesn't negate, that's not negated by the chazaka, because it's going to be when he's still alive. Now, a part of the Gemara asks, but Dilma Ihi Meisim Mereisha, but Leites Mechaim, still that's difficult, because even so, maybe she's going to die first, and she's not going to be forbidden even when he's alive, so why are you saying that she should be forbidden? K'nik says, Master Begins Gemara, Hoga Meya, this is going like a Meya, there's not concern for death. Now, since there's Hashta, at this point, the Medamash Shema Meisim Lashem Yamas, the Gemara is comparing that the concern about maybe having died to maybe dying is the same according to both Tanoim. If you hold, yeah, not with the Gamadam, but still, it's not a total comparison because they're a mayor, the Mukim Masnik, was saying the Mishnah is like him. Not concerned for maybe the person died even for a long period of time. He is concerned that maybe someone will die for a long period of time. Not beg the achan. Like the man who bums that teacher are regarding arba achan. You have four brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters. The main sons from Mesachayis, the ones who were married to the sisters died. Halach is a real chutz of Mesiamis. The two remaining brothers have duchalitz and not to even. First, the mother says, "Why? Should they sabo because he old?" Aslamat Mesiamin. You can't create a situation where you're not going to do yibam. Meaning, maybe if one's going to do yibam, ma'is either the other one's going to die, and then we come up because now it's going to be a situation that he's not going to be able to do any yibam chalitza because it's considered eshesach. Now, so you see that there's a concern. Maybe one's going to die. That's the case of ma'is either. Yet, vahim mishnah mukulagre meir. That mishnah the Gemara says like a meir based the yibam as a b'chasim alav. And the prepared basta so to later on in the last prayer that payhem and off the Gemara tells the kuli, I'm according to everyone, the gayus le shricha, misa shricha. Yeah, conversion is not common, but death is common. So you see that people do hold that is common again, because that's for a long period of time we would be considered Shem Yamas. So that's one direction. That's even the quarter may is not chesh, she is chesh for Shem Yamas Lazman Aruch, Lazman Ruba. Now the other way is also true, like Behuda Nami. That the chayish l'shem yom slaat, that he's concerned maybe someone's going to die even immediately. Lechayish l'shem and may slaat. He's not concerned that maybe someone did die right away because then like it's not the case. Eishes kain should develop pesach beisai. If the wife of a kain that her husband went out of the door for a moment, like she shouldn't be able to eat truma. But leitoich l'kim b'shoshrei b'ala. But for now, she shouldn't be able to eat when her husband's right there in front of her because maybe he died. Elamad the madam obviously doesn't compare it. Ela shem and may slaat mamaruba. It's only if maybe he died after a long period of time, that's similar to Shem Yom Slaat, that maybe he is going to die immediately, but everyone agrees regarding if he just died, we're not Chayish, and if he will die, Leman Ruba, that we would be Chayish.